But now, welcome on the call, the head coach at UAlbany, Greg Gattuso. Good morning, Greg.
Morning, Rob. How are you?
I'm well. Congratulations to you and your guys. A really impressive 31-10 win over 16th ranked Villanova on Saturday in your CA opener. Pretty complete performance from your guys. What did you like most?
I like that we're competing so hard, which we've always have, but I think that we're playing with a lot of confidence, and I think physically we've been physical in every game, which is a big part of I think the success we've had, and just a great win for our team.
Let's start on the defensive side of the ball, which was outstanding. You guys forced four turnovers. You had seven sacks, holding up to 269 yards. What was the game plan going in, and how were you able to put so much pressure on them?
Pass rush is so much about hard work, and I think this group really understands the concept of grinding in the pass rush. And I think we had three strip sacks, which you don't see very often. We recovered, I think, one of the fumbles and had a chance at the other couple. But when you can put your hands on a quarterback and put your body on a quarterback, it's a positive thing, and they don't like it. And I think the front four has done a great job rushing the passer, which has helped us with turnovers. And we had a picks. I think we ended up with five turnovers actually, and which was a you got to win those games, and it's hard. Villanova is a good football team, and the turnovers certainly set up our offense to do well. So overall, it was a good. I think all three phases we played pretty well in.
Couple questions for you. The first from Mark Singles. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. Hey, Greg. When you talk about you like a team being physical, I mean, obviously, can you expand on that a little bit? I mean, obviously, it's a football, a physical game. Every team wants to be physical, but what do you see about the physicality in your team that you like?
It's a competitive thing too. They're just, we're putting bodies on people when we're supposed to. I didn't think we tackled real well in the beginning of the game, which hurt us. A couple of the runs, a couple of the plays that got out on us were just not finishing tackles. But we're trying to be physical, and that's what I like. And I think we have the people. The front four plays obviously very physical, but just overall in all phases, I like that we're. It's been an emphasis of ours. We started really pushing it. We felt last year we could have been more physical, especially early in the year, and it's just part of the game in my mind. And it's, as I tell the kids, we want clean hits, clean physicality, and it eliminates penalties, but can knock the ball loose. You saw it throughout the game, strip sacks. We had, a contact sack, fumble. Elijah Hills made a great hustle downfield and knocked the ball out. A player trying to hurdle. It was something that our kids, we practiced that week. We knew their number one was a hurdler, and we got a turnover out of that. That's the type of things that I like, that we're trying to be physical in all aspects.
Thank you.
Next question from Kyle Kensington. Go ahead, Kyle.
Morning, Coach. You touch on this with mentioning the physicality and proving that from last season, but just in terms of the jumps that the defense has made from a year ago, what have you seen in addition to the physicality that's been so instrumental in kind of making that turnaround? And was there a point in the offseason that you knew that this defense was going to be quite a bit improved?
Well, this actually started. The turnaround on our defense really started last year against Villanova. We played a much better football game. I think Coach Nessel and his guys are doing a really good job. We're not as predictable on defense as we've been. We're changing up, we're pressuring a little more. I think we're trying to. The offenses are so sophisticated now. It's really difficult to sit back and just play zone coverages and to be passive. So we've increased our physicality. We've tried to increase our pressure, but most of all, we're just trying to. We're doing. We've always been a disguise-based defense, and I think we're doing a better job of trying to disguise our what we're doing a little better. I mean, the bottom line is, if the quarterback's comfortable, it's going to be a long day for you. In this league, you see it every week. When the quarterback is comfortable, he's going to throw for a lot of yards. It's tough to stop.
And in terms of getting to the quarterback right now, Anton and AJ are 1 and 2 nationally in sacks. I mean, that's a pretty amazing statistic to have two guys at the top there. How kind of cool is that to see, at this point in the season?
Yeah, I've coached. I mean, I've been a D-line coach by trade, and I've coached some really great players. And to me, a great pass rushers are, it all starts with, you need a group of pass rushers. And even though, you know, AJ and Anton have been outstanding, when you talk about physicality, they have a great blend of physicality and speed, and they're good players, you know, but those interior guys are good as well. And they're pushing pockets. They're forcing quarterbacks to not be able to step up and run through. Pass rush is a positional thing to me. It's everybody's got to be, have hands in it to be successful. So far we've been successful, and I hope we can continue that, because you know, you don't have to gamble as much when your front four can get to the quarterback.
Thank you.
Sure. Greg, your next question from Kevin Marshall. Good morning, Kevin.
Hey, Rob. Hey, Coach. You talked about the quarterback being comfortable. Yours has looked pretty darn comfortable so far this year. Talk about his development, please.
Yeah, he. You know, I know a lot of people were worried about Reese going into this game. We really weren't. You know, the circumstances of our first four games, you know, he played very well against Fordham. And then, you know, it's tough. I mean, Marshall's good. I think they're undefeated. They beat Virginia Tech. You know, a trip to Hawaii was great for the kids, but a tough trip. And he struggled a little bit there. And, you know, then we got to play in, you know, Tropical Storm Ophelia, which I'm not sure how you throw the ball real well in those kind of games. So, you know, we knew we weren't worried about Reese. I think the off week, we had some great work done. And he's been really good. He played up to what we expect him to play. I thought he made great decisions, threw the ball away when necessary, managed the clock, got away from pressure. I mean, he's a great football player. He's really fun to watch, and he's really fun to be around because he's got this electricity about him. So it was a good game for him, and I think, you know, he still has room to keep going, and we need him to, because obviously, you know, we got a tough football game this week, another road trip, you know, into Baltimore to play a team that just knocked off the, you know, the conference champ from last year. So, you know, it just doesn't get easier, and we need Reese to play his best every week.
Greg, along with Reese's day, you gave Griffin Woodell the start at running back, runs for 107 yards and a touchdown, also had a TD catch as part of four catches for 38. What went into the decision of giving him the start, and what do you like about all the things that he brings to the game?
Well, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we still believe in a meritocracy around here, and he's been, I think, the best of our three backs that are playing. We're comfortable with all our backs. You know, Nate Larkin went in and ran well and did well, and Faisal did well. I mean, but, you know, it's Griff's got a little knack about getting out, finding cracks. He's played well. And he's produced, you know, and at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. And he's a good football player. He's got talent. He can catch the ball. He's not a guy that's just out there to be a third down back. He can run, catch, you know, maybe throw, who knows, you know? And so we're happy with our backs. I've never been a committee guy. You know, I've always been, since I've been in Albany, we've always had a guy in the leading rushers, and it's frustrating for me that we don't, but this group has been good, all three of them. So Griff, I think, has earned another shot to start this week, and hopefully he can continue to play at this level.
You've touched on your game Saturday, a trip to a Towson team, as you said, coming off a big win against New Hampshire, put 54 points on the board. A team that's certainly evolving under their new coaching staff. What are some of the challenges that they present, especially for your defense going up against that offense?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, it always starts with the quarterback. And I think, you know, obviously you saw last week, he was one of the players of the week. He played very well. He knows where to go with the football. He's got escapability. You know, he makes really good decisions. I'm not even sure if he's thrown how many picks this year. I haven't seen the stats, but I haven't seen it many on tape or any. I think he's a good quarterback, and I think that's where it all starts. But that all said, I think they really run the ball well. You know, I think the backs are good. Everyone they've trotted out has been a good back. We faced two really good backs last week at Villanova, and if we don't tackle better this week, it'll be a problem, I think, because they do a great job both at receiver and running back at catching and running with the football. So they're a big challenge on offense. And, you know, defensively, they've got a bunch of athletes running around. They're a good football team. I know, you know, it's tough when you take over, and sometimes it takes you a minute to get yourself evolving. And I think, coach has done a great job. I mean, to go into New Hampshire and win a game like that against a good New Hampshire team is a feather in their cap and a step, a big step for them in the title run here.
All right, Greg, thanks so much for the time this morning. Safe travels to Baltimore, and I look forward to talking to you next Monday.
Thanks, Rob.
All right, thank you.